In the past 2 years, we have seen two economic anomalies that we have not seen in a long, long time. And they both had the total opposite effect, fighting each other at the same time. One, which was out of control, unprecedented panic buying of goods and services due to an extreme situation where the world was locked down, told to stay in their homes, and here's a little bit of money while you're there, causing things like lumber, housing, everyday services like construction to absolutely explode in price. On the other side, you had companies that were hurting so bad financially that they had to start closing stores. They could not deal with the sheer amount of revenue loss in their company due to no buyers coming into the store. Some companies like e-commerce absolutely flourished, but on the heels of what just happened with Home Depot, proving that the American consumer is tapped out and Home Depot hitting the brakes, citing that 3 years of robust sales runs to an end amid a pullback on home improvements, you have to wonder what companies are next. Below, I'm going to cite 15 companies that have been literally not only laying off people, but closing their stores. And pretty soon, most of these you will see in the next year or two will be gone forever. These are big box retailers that you have grown to enjoy and depend on for your everyday goods and services that are no longer going to be servicing your local town because of store closures. So let's start with number one, Burger King. You remember Burger King for that famous weird looking king running around with a hamburger in his hand? And all of these crazy Whopper ads, well, no longer are you going to see Burger King in 400 locations as they shutter 400 stores this year alone. Number two, Banana Republic. Banana Republic has had a drastic drop in sales and are closing over 130 stores this year. Stop and Shop. Five locations have closed since January due to sluggish sales. How many more are going to be closed from here on out? Number four, GameStop. GameStop, the world's largest gaming retail store, has closed 462 locations this year and is estimating 783 locations over the next 2 years alone. Kroger, a huge retailer of groceries, is getting rid of hundreds of locations due to losing money for a sustained period of time. The question is, if Kroger goes in some cities, where are those cities going to source their groceries from? Number six, Goodwill. 18 stores closed in the second quarter alone due to lower profits and less foot traffic. Number seven, Fossil. Fossil has closed 75 stores this year. They have lost $100 million in revenue, and they are planning on closing 20% of their entire fleet of stores nationwide. Number eight, Guess. 100 stores, or 9% of its entire network, will be closed down this year alone. Number nine, Macy's closed 125 of its stores already prior to this year. In the last 2 years alone, they've closed that many due to decreased foot traffic and increased rent expenses. Now, 45 more are slated to close this year. Number 10, McDonald's, closing 100 stores in 2023. McDonald's is also known as already starting to slash its corporate officers and corporate employees along with their corporate offices they're closing just to save money and make ends meet. McDonald's president warned that they may need to close 1,000 stores after California passed the FAST bill, which forces McDonald's to pay much, much higher wages, equaling $22 an hour to start, with an increase of 3.5% each year afterwards. McDonald's president has said they just cannot simply deal with the added costs of employees. So they are forced right now to do two things: automate everything they do so there are less people working, which means less jobs, and also close stores. Number 11, Urban Outfitters. 70 stores will be gone by the third quarter. Target is starting to already talk about closing locations around the nation that have been underperforming. Target has also been the target of slower foot traffic and harder to sell certain items due to they are no longer necessities and the consumer does not have money for them. The consumer is needing their grocery unit, whereas all of the rest of the stuff that's carried in their stores are no longer a priority for the average consumer. Target is feeling the pain right now and is already starting to work on shuttering stores around the nation. Number 13, Office Depot. They are closing 80 more stores this year. They have been suffering since 2018 as most consumers have decided to buy their office supplies online. Number 14, Foot Locker. 400 stores plus 125 of their Champ sports stores will be closed this year. Bath & Body Works. Bath & Body Works is closing 50 stores and possibly looking at closing every single store located in a mall across the country. Again, less foot traffic and people buying their items online.